Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. This is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are in our penultimate, the next-to-last lecture for Tractate Sota. We are in the last chapter, Perek Tes, the ninth chapter, and today we'll be learning Mishnayos Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, 12 and 13. Mishnah Yud Beis says, Mishemesu Nevi'im Harishonim, Butlu Urim V'tumim. When the earlier prophets died, the Urim and Tumim ceased to function. Mishacharev Beis HaMikdash, Batal HaShamir V'nofes Sufim. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Shamir and the Nofes Sufim went away, Upasku Anche Amana, and there were no more men of faith. Shine Emar, and it quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Hoshia Hashem Ki Gemar Chasid. It says, help us God, because there is no righteous people left. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, Miyom Shacharev Beis HaMikdash, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ein Yom She'ein Bo Klala, V'lo Yarod Hatal Lebracha. There's no day that is without a curse, and the dew does not come down for a blessing. V'nital Tam HaPerus, and the taste of fruit has gone away, has decreased, and Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af Nital Shomen HaPerus. Rabbi Yossi adds that the shomen, the fat of Paris, which could either refer to its nutritional value or perhaps to its quantity, has likewise gone away. Quick look in the Bart Neuro. Nevi'im Rishonim. Kol ha-Nevi'im Nekroim Nevi'im Rishonim, chutz mechage Zechariah Malachi, v'chevrehen, da'achronin ninhu, shahayu bebinyan bayasheni. So all of the prophets are called the earlier prophets, except for Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, and their contemporaries who were in the time of the Second Temple, they are called the later prophets. Batal HaShamir, the Shamir ceased to exist. Kemintolas, it's a type of worm. Briyaso Kisaora, its form was like a barley corn. Shahayu Maranoso Al HaVanim Harishumos Vidio Vehe Nikvos Me'alehen. So they would draw on a stone with dye, and then they could draw the shamir along it, and it would cut by itself from having the shamir drawn across it. Ubo pishu avne ha'efod v'hachoshen, and this is how they carved the names into the stones that were on the ephod and the choshen, the part of the Kohen Gadol's uniform, dichsiv behu b'mimla osam. So the Torah tells us that they should be complete. So how could they be complete if we had to carve names into them? Because that would require chiseling out, and there would be flecks and flakes that would come off of it. Shiyu shlemos shelo yichasru behem, they have to be complete and nothing missing. Elakosiv elohem bidyo, rather they would write the names on them with the ink. Umar elohem shamir al pnei hadyo b'chutz, and then they would draw the shamir along the outline on the outside, and that would sort of like acid eat into the stone and carve it. So we cease to have the shamir. Also, nofes tsufim, what's nofes tsufim? Dvash haba mimokom shishmo tsufia, umeshubach me'od. That's a honey that comes from a place called Sophia, and it was exceptionally high quality. Upascho anshe amana, and the men of faith cease to be. Anashim shema aminim b'hakadosh baruch hu. These are people who place their faith in Hashem. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Hatahara natla es hatam v'es hareach. So when we ceased observing the laws of ritual purity, that did away with the taste and the scent that was in food. Hamaisros natlu es shomen hadagan, and not observing the tithes did away with the fatness of the crop. The chachamim omrim, but the sages say, haznus v'hakshafim kilu es hakol. The sages say that promiscuity and witchcraft, people practicing what they perceived to be dark arts, doing things that they thought could conjure forces of tumah, those things are what caused the decrease in the quality of the produce. Again, let's look in the Bart Neuro. Hatahara batla es hatam, ritual purity did away with the taste. Tahara shepaska miyisrael batla tam haperos v'recham. When observing ritual purity went away from Israel, that also took with it the taste and the scent, the odor of the fruits. Shebizman shehayu Yisrael tahorim v'oskim betahara, because when the Jews were pure and involved themselves with ritual purity, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu hayim matahar es haperus mitamra v'reachra, then God would purify the fruit from any unpleasant taste or unpleasant odor. Meiser Batel Shuman Hat Dagan. The lack of tithes did away with the fatness of the crop. The Meiser Ikre Chelev, because Meiser, the tithe, is called Chelev, which is fat. Kidechsiv Ko Chelev Yitzar. So it quotes a pasuk to show us the relationship between tithes and, I'm going to assume, abundance of the crop. That is the end of Mishnah Yud Gimel. Join us tomorrow for Mishnayos Yud Dalet and Tes Vav, which will complete not only the chapter, but also the Masechta.